Hello, my people.
That's right. Good day
or good evening, depending on
that's right
where you're listening
where
to
you at.
And at what time.
That's right, good people.
If you're listening at night, if you get the graveyard shift, been there, done that a few times.
The plantation shift.
Welcome
that's
back,
right, people.
Welcome back to another installment.
That's right, at Buena Vista FM, only, good people.
Only at Buena Vista FM.
And we are broadcasting all the way from What You Say?
Hinasay. With your boys.
That's right. This is the Love DJ, and I've got our co host right here.
DR Taino doing our do as always.
All the way from Okayama. In prefecture in
the
Japan.
Tiny island of Japan.
That's right, good people.
It's a little tiny, they call it Chichai. It's a little Chichai island.
It's a little bit small. Well, not many things are small.
The food is small. I love
that's
sushi.
Right. Everything is small.
I love
everything
me some sushi. Small. You don't understand.
Okay. I don't judge. Don't judge me.
It's so fresh. Fresh. Eat fresh.
The seasons have changed, right? And it's still
they're
in summer.
Changing. They're it's changing. They're changing a little bit, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about time, man, because here it's like if you want to sweat, come to Japan in the summer.
Like, oh boy, it's you.
Oh my goodness, man.
Your clothes all sticky and everything.
You're going to feel like your angels fall, like it's just water everywhere. But it's good. You
that's
know,
right. Hey, so what are we talking about today, DR?
There's been some stuff going on in the news as of late.
That's right, in the world.
And I wanna bring this up to you and our listeners.
Yeah, what days?
We're dealing with the privacy nation.
Ooh,
and for those of you over in the UK, it's the privacy.
It's a privacy nation.
Privacy. Never
that's
understood
right.
why they call it privacy.
Potato, potato.
Because if you're
tomato,
in a
tomato.
If you're in an event but with a couple of people, you call it a private event, not a private event. So why privacy?
Strokes.
I don't understand.
Different
I just don't get it.
Mm-mm.
I don't get it.
That's all right.
So what's your take on privacy? What are you or privacy?
Yeah, you fell into that one, right?
What do you got
well, when
to
it comes
lean
to
in?
The privacy nation, when we talk about privacy, I firmly believe.
What is your take on privacy? Like individual privacy, there's a huge thing with data right now. And with identity theft, let's not even go into that.
Well, for me, how does privacy how can I say relate in the modern age? You know, back in the day,
long
time ago, people used to keep to themselves.
Yep.
Okay. People didn't share information. This is long before the internet. So people used to be very private about their existence and what they do. You would not know what happens inside of a house until somebody holla.
If you wanted a date, you had to put it on the newspaper.
Ain't
remember
somebody-
back in the
I know, right?
Young man between the ages of, you know, I just turned 32.
I am looking for
a wife to be. If you are in the general area of
Park
Richmond, Virginia.
In South Africa, they actually had an ad. They had a column called Pot Looking for a Lid.
Oh my goodness. Are you kidding me?
That's old school. That's back in the day. You know, you have to put your private,
your best foot forward.
You know? So back in those days, people were very private about their existence and
there
what they
no
did.
There were no pictures or anything
there
of that
no
nature.
There was no pictures. You know, you go by the text. And as time has progressed and as technology has advanced, there seem to have been more an intrusion of people's privacy and also a revelation of how many people actually put their business
out there. Willingly.
Are you kidding me, man? You know, somebody's like on the phone or something like that, you know, like, I got to show my people on Instagram, you know, social media and stuff and everything. I got to show I'm here, I'm doing this. That whole validation and the whole thing when it comes to social media, putting your private business out there. We had a discussion about this before, how unfortunately due to certain suicides in Japan and around the world, where people's been cyber bullied. You know?
Yeah, that whole notion
of being cyberbullied. And when they get to the root of the problem, they actually discovered that it's because people put their private lives out into the public. And now,
venting out and doing this, who
they have inside their house and what they're doing in the privacy of their bedrooms. And now it becomes public domain.
Mm.
And now the
once
world,
it's on the internet, that's it.
And now people are commenting on this person's life. What do they think they are? They this, they this, they that. And before you know it, it's a tragic end.
Mm.
Because people, you know, not many people tend to want to take that privacy of individual and who they are as a person. There's things people don't keep to themselves. They feel they need to put it out there into the public domain.
And that's something that, you know, I have a very close friend, a childhood friend of mine. If he's listening, he will know.
Oh, snap.
he was a little bit angered with me.
Oh, snap. What his name is?
The reason is...
What his name is?
I'm not dropping no names. I'm putting the man out there.
You're in Japan. You're far away.
Nah. We're too cool.
It's okay. It's only you
we're
and
too
me in
cool.
Studio.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
I got you. All
and
right.
And right, and the thing right. is this, you know, on one of his trips, he went to New York, and he's very much about, not going to name the name, but one of those big social media platforms.
Oh, okay.
And,
yeah.
You know, I am here with such and he tagged me.
Oh, say what?
So we took a picture. Hey, man, I'm so happy to see you. I went to pick him up at the airport. We took a picture. Yeah. So here he was checking in to this location with me, like my man, at this time.
Oh yeah, what happened?
It's a feature within one of those social media that lets you can tag your friends. So let's say you went to a soccer stadium, you know, you check in quote unquote at this soccer stadium with your friends. You take a picture, you upload it.
Okay, I got
but
you.
But over there you have the time. There's a time stamp and a geolocation.
Okay, I got you. So the new way you were
and it's like, I don't like people knowing where I'm at.
Your business out there.
I seldom, number one, I seldom posted anything. By the way, I closed my account with that social media. I'm personally not on social media. I just can't deal with that anymore.
I can't do social media, man.
So, when within a minute or two, you called him out, you said something. Within a minute or two, I get this thing on my phone. I'm like,
snap.
Okay,
say, what
was this?
Oh,
such and such tagged
the
you.
Microwave.
He checked in and he tagged you in this place, blah, blah, blah. And there's a picture of, I'm like, what are you doing, man? And he's like,
permission.
To him, it was not a big deal.
But it's permission. He did not get your permission in order to make you part of that.
I don't mind you uploading pictures of us together. On the contrary, I really enjoy it. The issue that I have is, why do you need to tell the world where you are 24 hours, 7 days a week? You know, it's me. I'm going to bed, everybody. Have a good night.
Validation.
I hope everyone has some sweet
vanity.
Dreams. And, you know, you wake up in the morning just to see how many likes you got from it. Oh, girl, you know, have a good night. Sweet dreams, you know, keep up the good struggle. Like,
my thing is this. If you want to put your business out there, you have to respect the privacy of individuals, of other people. You cannot just immediately speak on their behalf and make them part of it. In Japan, there's a very unique law. I won't say unique law, but it's a basic understanding in society. You can't take a picture of somebody or record somebody without their permission.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to put that onto a public forum or into social media. Because if you're going to include that person, you need to... How did they say their face? You need to
black out or blur out.
Blur out the face or perhaps the name tag or the license plate of the person. In other words, they did not agree to being tagged
on that particular.
So the privacy of an individual, you can do different strokes for different folks. If you want to put your business out there, it comes with consequences.
Yeah.
It's not complicated. Because the moment you let people into your house, bringing people into your house is one thing. Letting people into your mind.
That's a different issue. That's the final frontier.
That's the final frontier. My mind's the final frontier. What you think and what you feel and what you're doing when the world knows about it. Imagine you walking around naked.
Oh.
Because now they know your business.
Mm.
Nothing is private anymore. And even many celebrities, they've had numerous shows and numerous newspaper recounts talk where the celebrities say how they value their privacy.
Yeah.
They don't like, they want
to
be...
They can't even go out to pump gas. They can't even go to a coffee shop without somebody recognizing.
But then there are some people who actually thrive on being popular. Your influencers. There are people who want to be famous. Everybody wants their 5 minutes of fame, but nobody talks about it when they come crashing down.
Yeah. On the opposite end of it.
Yeah. So in your understanding, do you think people should keep, as an individual, they should keep their own personal lives to themselves? Or should they put it out there? What do you think, DR?
Personally speaking, I was at a point when at the peak of my enjoyment of social media, I was at a point where, sending the person that I was dating at the time, sending little messages and, I love you publicly and everybody liking kisses here and kisses there. But when the relationship ended, now you have to backtrack. Now you have to backtrack. Ooh. Now you have to unplug all these different tags. Now you have to, whereas a relationship between her and I should have been something that was private, now it was in the public forum
for
and everyone to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have people asking, oh, so what happened? I see that before you were dating, now you're single and now you're writing that, it's complicated. If you're married, what are you yapping about that your relationship is complicated?
What are you doing, man?
What are you doing?
Letting other people into your house.
You know what I mean? That was the starting point for me where I said, now I have to scale it back. The world doesn't need to know what I'm doing. The world doesn't need to know who I'm dating. The world doesn't need to know where I'm at 24/7.
Where your family's at.
You understand what I mean?
Your family's
doing. You look at all these people whenever they're going to travel. This person checked into this airport. Oh, I'm here at this airport. I'm going somewhere. And you're taking pictures of your passport. You're taking pictures
of yourself.
Why does the world need to know where you're going?
Why?
My account is private. It's just my close friends and my family.
Yeah, right.
Yes, that's what you think. But the problem is that somebody's going to like it. Mm. A family member might like it. And now you have 10, 20 other people within that circle that is seeing who you are and where you're traveling to.
I think when it comes to individuals and human beings, people somehow seek validation for their existence. Mm. As human beings, we want to be part of something. We do not want to be isolated. We want to be part of community. We want to be part of being known.
The collective.
The collective of existing. Mm. But everything within reason. That is why I believe that private and discreet matters requires no repeat.
Very true.
Your private life, it requires no repeat.
And you know what happened there were several people doing that in Spain during the time that I had the opportunity to be in Spain, live in Spain for a short while. During my time there, especially around this time, during the summertime, there were people who, I'm going to this place traveling. And you had all these robbers that were actually looking. You had all these thieves. They would wait for you. Oh, I'm traveling to this place. I'm going to New York. I'm going to.
Oh snap!
And then they would go to that person's. They would search the person's name. Mm-hmm. They would go into their address through their social media, and then they would. When the person came back, found the house completely empty, or they would find squatters living in the house.
All because they revealed it all to the world.
For the world to see.
You never know who is watching, and you never know who is listening.
Very true.
Not everyone has
your best intentions at heart.
Or some people have ulterior motives.
Very true.
That is what they choose to do.
Very true. Listening to
that's right, people. Buena Vista FM.
Yes, and this is DR Taino with co-host and co-pilot,
the Love DJ,
doing our duo at the Privacy or the Privacy Nation, depending on whether you like some tea. Would you like some tea?
We talk about privacy in the modern age. You know, should you put your business out there? We talk about different instances when it comes to privacy, and then you find very often when it comes to phone chat apps. I'm not gonna give their props.
They're
because
talking
they ain't sponsoring. Okay, they ain't sponsoring.
There's a big issue. There is called texting, and then there's the other one with an S.
Yes,
sexting and.
You know
you're
all
putting
that
your
pants
stuff, you're putting
up.
Your stuff out there. You
not
gotta
just your
be
stuff,
mindful.
You put your goods out there.
You're
too.
Putting your everything
because
now all you, the fruits
and what are, the fruits of the loom
on display.
So then you find people in all these social apps where they chat with each other. You know,
the different ones. There's several.
There are several ones. And then you have what I find most interesting are the profile pictures.
Oh.
Okay. So the profile picture, to a large extent, give the world a window into your
who
life.
Who you are, yeah.
Who you are and what do you do. When people text me, number one, I'm not on social media. Somebody said, why are you not on social media? Because everybody that I communicate with, that are important to me, that is of relevance in my purpose and who I am as a human being, are on my phone. I don't need to put it out there for the world.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, I used to have 3,000 friends on my social media app. And I knew most of them.
I had around the same
amount.
And
for me, it's like, when I was in trouble, not one of them came to my rescue. Yeah. Only the people on my phone.
Listen, I need $100.
Like, everybody is your online friend.
Till your rent is due.
That's
yo,
right.
Yo, check it out, man. I need some help. Come
that's
on,
right.
Man. Kicking
that's
everybody.
Right.
They're like, heck to the no. I've
that's
got my
right.
own realities. Okay. So at the end of the day, although putting your profile
business,
picture
out
there, you know, it's basically in Japan people like to use avatars.
Oh yeah,
in Japan
they'll use a random picture. Like
in Japan, I have seen most would not put their own faces on there.
Yeah,
in the West, however, it's a difficult thing. You know, not
because you're supposed
to. Difficult thing, but
it's all about
advertising
yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you have to promote yourself. It's your social media. It's
yes.
your account.
Yes.
So therefore,
it is. But you have to remember one thing, and you have just briefly touched on it. Okay. Now your profile is showing you and your girlfriend.
Oh, so
cute.
My goodness.
You know, now,
as a couple,
but now something goes wrong, and. Watch the profile
and all of a
picture,
sudden change.
And suddenly the profile picture changes. Okay. It talks about forgiveness. I'm like, what the heck is that all about?
It's a new chapter in my life.
That's right. You know, remove yourself from the toxic people. And I'm like, what the heck is that all about? In other words, like people change underwear, you know?
That's
people
right.
People change the profile pictures
that's right.
all the time. They keep on hassling me. Yo, man. How come I see your face? It's the same for all these years. You don't change your profile picture. I says, why should I?
I'm still me.
but now
I know people that change it every less than 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, I call that the social media of profile privacy. In other words, you change your profile picture so many times, you are actually telling people a story. They are now following your life through your picture. And I always say, don't put your business out there.
Yeah.
I know I love you. You love me. I know we are committed to each other. But now everybody needs to know.
Everybody
oh,
and their
my
grandparents.
My family, my loved one, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my husband, my wife. Oh, you know, and that is a beautiful thing. But when things go south,
Ooh.
Oh, snap. You know, some domestic violence.
Yeah, some furniture rearrangements.
Furniture rearrangement and everything. And then suddenly you look at the profile picture. Oh, there's a new cat in the picture.
Or a dog.
Me and my man.
A dog like.
There's a dog. You're like, oh, what happened to Boo? You know, so and so. I kicked that to the curb. I've got a new man in my life.
That's messed up.
And now people are following. They don't even know to ask you. They just look at your profile picture.
And they know.
It says a lot.
And they know.
Now, I know people want to put their best foot forward. In other words, people do photoshopping so they can look crispy and clean. In other words, you have this beautiful face. You know, it's almost like this glow.
Way back in the day, they used to. There was a guy who said, hey, ladies. It was a comedian. I can't remember. I'm saying this verbatim. But he said, you know, make sure that when you have your profile picture, it actually correlates with who you are. Because if you get lost, then people are not going to find you. Too many filters, and it's like doesn't look
I know,
like that
right?
person, you know.
Yep.
And hilarious.
Yeah. So although it's different folks, different strokes for different folks, and people have the liberty and the freedom to do as they please, what you put out there might come back and bite you on the ass.
And the thing is that you have to be mindful. Yeah. Once it's out there, that's it.
You like, don't know who can save your picture, your profile. You don't know something. Remember in the U.S. what happened?
With what?
Didn't I tell you this? Okay. No. Anyway, this is what happened. This person.
Well, this is the first time I hear about this.
Well, listen to this. So on one of these social media apps, this person took the profile pictures of this person's family, the daughters, the son, and the children. So they created a fake account. The child's got cancer. You know, they need money. So they got like thousands and thousands of U.S. moolah, you know, for this cause. And the father actually sued this person because they used their daughter's picture that was random on social media. In other words, be very careful. There are people who are trying to find a profile picture that they want to use. How many times let me ask you, how many times don't you get a message on your phone that says
a random one, I'm so and so, or an email?
Do you want to talk? I'm like, who the heck are,
who
you?
Are you? How did you get my email?
But the number is from Nigeria. Are you kidding me? Or the number is from China, or the number is from somewhere in the US, or somewhere from down south. Are you kidding me? And suddenly,
or Russia somewhere. Yeah,
and then there's a beautiful profile picture of this girl. She's looking at you like,
you know, there's a big trend right now.
Einstein stupid.
There's a big trend right now of AI designed women.
Oh yeah. So it's
like AI artwork, and it's like you think that it's a real person,
but it ain't,
and it's not. But I want to touch something. I want to go back quickly to something that we discussed before. There was a case of an individual. This is through social media, and I don't want to mention which one, but there was a guy who, this is one of the top social media companies. And this guy, one of the things that people don't know about this one is that all the pictures that you upload to that social media technically belong to the social media company. So this guy was going through a bunch of pictures, like some of the best pictures that he could find, and he downloaded the pictures and he added like some random filters to it, printed them, went onto a gallery, sold it, made about 90,000 US gringo dollars.
My man cashed in.
He cashed in, and he didn't give any credit to the people that actually took the pictures. Because there's a technicality. It belongs to the pictures belong to that particular social media.
Yeah,
so therefore they can do what they want with the pictures, but that's them in terms of promoting and things of that nature.
But remember also the when it comes to the terms and conditions, nobody reads
5, 6, 7 because pages worth of stuff.
Now you sign up for social media, it says, would you agree to the following terms and conditions?
And you just
agree. Yes.
Next.
Yes. And what you don't realize is that becomes their intellectual property.
Yeah.
They can do with their picture as they please to use it for promotional purposes.
Yep.
They can actually
for
solicit
ads. Yeah,
and
for
they
ads.
Can send you unsolicited information.
Yeah.
They can, and that's why you find many companies, unscrupulous companies,
yeah.
who are selling the database of their users to spam companies or to these marketing companies.
You know, I have a theory. Gee. I have a theory.
Kidding me? Come on, man.
I have a theory. Every now and then in the US, I've been into IT and things of that nature for quite a while. And every now and then in the United States, you hear the following. Oh, this company was hacked. And the personal information of X number of millions of people was
leaked out
and blah, 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 blah. So I'm going to ask you the simple question. What is more feasible for a company? So you go to, let's say, company A. Company A sells any and everything you can think of. You go to company A, you buy an item. When you're at the checkout, you're going to pay with your credit card. when you're at the checkout, they ask you, "Oh, would you like to leave a voicemail? Would you like to leave a telephone or an email address?" Just out of courtesy, you say yes. So you give them your phone number and your email address. Now they have your credit card, your name,
all the information,
and your phone number. Okay, so Company A decides. Company B approaches Company A and says, "You know what? We need some. We need a couple of phone numbers and people's information. We'll pay you 25 cents for each individual, each phone number that you have and email that is correlated because they actually, they you have to, when you sign up to a company, when you know, you have to sign up for emails and you have to hit the confirm to make sure that, you know,
agree, with all those
agree or they send you a text message or whatever, an SMS. Yeah. Okay, so now they have verifiable email addresses and phone numbers. So they sell that information to Company B. Company B is going to pay Company A 25 cents for each one of those emails and phone numbers. Yeah. But ching, Company ching. B is going to decide to sell it for 10 cents to whomever.
Yeah.
Or for 50 cents to whomever.
Money. It's all about money.
It's all about money. And then once the S hit the fan and people find out what's going on, Company A, in order to save face, they're going to step up and say that they were hacked.
Oh, yeah. Yep, yep. I agree
because
with you 100%.
They cannot, step up and say, disclose that they're actually selling your information.
They can't say that. They can't say
because
that.
Because if they, let's just say 100 million people purchase stuff from Company A, and they're selling though that information to whomever, that's $25 million that they made doing nothing. Just by asking a simple question.
A couple of years ago, in South Africa, they had this company who presented to people bulk texting. Okay. In other words, for big corporations, they listen, what you can do is, this is long before emails and those kind of things.
Oh, It was just
SMS was just emerging. So they said, well, you can type in your database of all your users and all their numbers, and you can send one message
An email, they call it email blast, but this would be an SMS blast.
Yes, SMS blast to absolutely all of them.
Wow.
And before you know it, these people start receiving unsolicited phone calls and information about marketing and schemes.
Randomly.
And then they start tracing it back to these companies that says, oh, you sent out, when you agreed on the terms and conditions, you actually gave us permission to sell your information.
Oh.
So they had to change the law. That's why privacy for the individual becomes a very touchy subject as of late. Because people in Buena Vista FM land do not
just... Not everything that's free is free.
No, that's not free. Okay? There's no just free.
Because, and even what you paid for sometimes, they still turn around and sell your stuff.
Yeah, because my thing is this. It might sound like a big feat, but if you should actually read the terms and condition of social media or anything that you sign up for before it's an emailing list or, you know, just click here to comment or to give your feedback or customer review.
Email confirmation, yeah.
Be very, very careful. But now they're stepping it up. You enter your email. It's a free email account online. Okay, so we're talking about privacy now in the digital era.
Yeah.
Now, you type your information in. It says, "Kling, what is your phone number so we can send you confirmation code?"
Yep.
A confirmation code. Okay, and you, as smart as can be, you put in your phone number. Oh, I got the message. Now they've got your number. And
now they
suddenly...
You got your full name, your phone number,
Your
email.
And your email. And you wonder why this cat is calling you. Hi there, sir. How are you doing today? Who the heck is this, man? Yo, I'm James. James from where? Down road? No, I'm actually. I represent this company for new jobs. You know, we want to present you with employment.
We'll do everything online. Can you give me your personal ID number and your tax code email address?
So we can enter you into the lottery. So people don't fall for these crazy jokes, okay? Don't fall for these crazy quick scams. And I would like to say to people in Buena Vista FM land, if you receive a text message from, let's say, a country code plus 55.
plus this and
you know for a fact, yo, man, I'm not in Nigeria right now. I don't know anybody in Nigeria. In fact, I know nobody in Jigong. I know nobody in Taiwan. I know absolutely no one in Cali. Okay? If you just get a random, don't fall for it.
Don't
yeah. fall for it, people. In fact, don't even answer it.
Delete and block
and report. The moment you're going to answer and you reply, they have very smart artificial intelligence software that got your number and they got your confirmation. They can only put it out there and there's nothing
and
they
wait.
Can.
They have to throw the bait out there.
Yeah. And the moment you reply. Anyway, good people.
Thank you for tuning in.
You listen to Buena Vista FM and the show is called The Privacy Nation.
The privacy.
Yes. And remember, please drop us an email at
info@BuenaVistaFM.com.
That's right. And also click
support.
On supporting us.
Por
please,
favor.
Very good people.
Por favor.
That's right. And you listening to The Love DJ. And this is my
BR
sidekick.
Kaino.
Very good. So people, we're talking about
in
privacy.
Hinesei.
In Hinesei. In Japan. So we're talking about privacy in the digital era. In the modern age. So we basically spoke about the privacy of an individual, what happens to us online, what happens when you put your information out there to social media, the repercussions and things that can happen. You know, many, many things can happen.
And the fallout thereof as well, yeah. because that's the one thing. I think a lot of people are going through a phase of not thinking things through. Well, what's the big deal? There's been one thing I've come to understand, the Love DJ, is that I'm beginning to notice a major shift now that we're speaking about privacy. You know, I wouldn't dare to find myself walking outside of my home without any clothing on, without any shoes on. But for some people in these newer generations, it's like, oh, what's the big deal? Everybody has this and everybody has the same thing. But if you're walking naked, the world is going to see you naked.
Yeah.
And the same thing happens with all these apps and all these different social media things and everything that is out there. You need to be mindful. Where do you truly draw the line? Where do you draw the line?
What you put out there, you have to. Because now let's talk about the privacy of behavior.
Oh.
Okay, the privacy of behavior and action. In other words, can you speak your mind and be kind? Can I say what I want to say? Can I do what I want to do? What do you think? Should there be restrictions on your civil liberties as an individual, as a person, to make your own choice and decision by acting the way you want to and saying what you want to out
this
in
is,
public?
This is my understanding. Mm. We, in the U.S., I grew up mostly in the U.S., the First Amendment, it protects people from freedom of speech.
Yeah.
And I think that based on that, part of the one of the charters that was written in the UN also protects freedom of speech. Now, based on that, I need to walk you back a couple of steps. There's been a massive groupthink of thinking. No, well, you know what, we cannot, you know, anyone who is a bigot, anyone, if you speak against this, then you're labeled as a this, if you speak against that, then you're labeled as a that. My thing is this: I am open to communicating with anyone, anybody, about any subject. Now, oh well, he's a Nazi. You know, you know, it's a strong word, but he's a Nazi. Mm-hmm. I would sit down and talk to a Nazi
and find out why.
Why do you think that way? Why are you focused? Why do you think? I'm the kind of person. I'm curious by nature, and I'm open minded to have any kind of conversation with anybody about anything. Mm-hmm. But what I'm beginning to see is what I call a God complex on some people.
Which way?
Let me explain to
how
you.
How does that work?
What I'm beginning to see is, well, let's just hypothetically say I believe in and green apples.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I believe that apples should be green, and irrespective of...
That's your personal conviction of what you have.
Irrespective of whether you come in with a yellow apple or a red apple, green apples are the way to go. And if you come in with a yellow or a red one, you know, I'm not even going to look at you. I'm not going to listen to you. You're a bigot. You're this, and you're a phobic this and a phobic that.
So if you're by yourself, it's okay. But the moment... when you start rallying up other people,
that's when you're creating issues.
When you're rallying support,
you're creating issues, and it's becoming a bit of a challenge for people to say what they think and what they feel, because now, because of the pressure of social media, people don't want to be quote unquote canceled.
Oh, gotcha.
So they're going with the groupthink mentality simply because, that's what everybody's doing. That's what everybody's thinking. This is the new normal.
This is
the new way of thinking. This is the new approach. I am, and with that in mind, and this is what I wanted to say with the God complex, they cannot, because everybody's thinking that way, who are you to think and to say otherwise? Who are you to challenge me? Who are you to challenge me and my way of thinking if I believe that green apples are the best?
And then they want you to subscribe to the very
to thing the that green they apple. And okay, so let's get rid of yellow apples and let's get rid of red apples.
That's a dangerous thing.
It is extremely dangerous. That's dangerous. And that is why I said the God complex mentality is that entire I cannot sit down with you and sustain a conversation because you're below me, because I already deemed different. I already deemed you a Nazi. I already deemed you a this. I already a bigot, a xenophobe. I already deemed you
labeled.
That.
You already labeled it.
Yes, I'm not going to lower myself. I'm not trying to lower you. I'm trying to sit with you and have a conversation. No. I'm not going to talk to you because this is who you are and that's what you are, and I'm not going to waste my time. Yeah, but let's have a conversation. Let's go to a cafe. Let's have a drink. Let's drink some water. Let's talk. Tell me why you feel that way, and I'll tell you why I feel this way.
I agree with you 100%. And the people that I've got really beef with are those who are not prepared to engage you in an intellectual conversation in private. They want to do this in front of the cameras.
Exactly.
They want to do it on social media.
Yep.
They want to be the poster person
for the whole world,
to see.
Oh, I ousted a this and I ousted a that.
Yeah,
and this
I spoke
person.
About this. And because as a human, as an individual, you can voice your opinion and how you act and what you do. But the moment you do it out there for the world to see, what is it that you are trying to do? Are you trying to rally support? What are your intentions? Are your intentions to rally support for a cause? Is it there to bring attention to yourself? Do you truly want to have a constructive conversation? I've seen time and time again when intellectuals are trying to approach the person who has this beef about something, they've got an issue about something, they would say, sorry, can you switch the cameras off and can we talk about this? No, it's freedom of expression. Let the cameras in. Let them hear what I have to say. Now, more and more, they are creating this unnecessary public scene and scenario.
Because that lends credence to what I mentioned to you, the God complex in terms of canceling people. Yeah. Oh, this person got canceled and that person got canceled and this happened and that happened. Yes,
in a public forum, because
it's
supposed to be private.
Exactly.
So my thing, when it comes to the privacy of acts and the privacy of behavior, you know, I firmly believe that as long as your behavior do not encroach and strip away from somebody else their civil liberty of choice and whom they choose to listen to, whom they choose to associate themselves with, and whom they choose to follow.
Exactly.
You cannot, because I believe in every human being on this planet that your civil liberty is to be loved and loved, to love and be loved
in return,
to believe upon the Creator in the way, in whichever capacity you so choose to believe, but also the way how you choose to serve humanity and how you choose to think and exist.
And also remember, there's a saying, I don't know, and I'm saying this by verbatim, even a broken clock is right twice a day. So nowadays, everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to silence and destroy the opposition or whoever thinks differently.
Yeah.
Imagine for a minute if at the turn of the previous century, you know, when people were told, mm-hmm. when this is when the radio was first beginning to take form. Imagine if people would have been told mm-hmm. that we were going to be able to talk to each other, to communicate from vast distances mm-hmm. through mm-hmm. a tiny mm-hmm. little device, a smartphone. You can call any and everyone anywhere in the world today, right now, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and talk to anybody. Imagine if you told them that back in the beginning of the 1900s. People mm-hmm, would have mm-hmm, said, no, mm-hmm. you must be out of your mind. There's no way. In less than 100 years, you're going to be able to do that? No, that's not possible. So we need to start being open. We need to start opening our hearts. We need to start opening our minds. We need to start opening our ears to listen to other people. You never know what you might learn. I feel like that is exactly where the fear lies.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want people to embrace what I embrace, these green apples. You just don't know what these green apples can do. But somebody else is thinking the same thing about red apples, about yellow apples, or even bringing in oranges.
My thing is, by seeing the situation from another person's viewpoint, you can better understand the path to true resolution.
Very true.
If you can understand any situation from another's perspective, that is good. But I don't like to, I don't want to hear your perspective in a public forum. I'm not going to engage you. Forget about it. Now person think they are winning because you refuse to publicly engage them. And many of them are trying to come with this ensnaring and entrapping kind of methodology where the person, the speaker, they want to publicly ask him this question.
Yeah, where everybody can see.
Where everybody can see.
Yeah.
To me, it's always, what are your intentions?
Very true.
What are your true intentions?
Very, very, very true.
You know, so at the end of the day, when it comes to we all, what you do in society, what you do online, what you do inside of your bedroom or inside of your house is not always for public interest. But now let's look at surveillance state. The privacy of people where they live and where they exist. In other words, everywhere now I'm seeing cameras. You are being monitored, and everywhere you find a facial ID recognition.
It's for your own protection. Okay.
Yeah.
Put this noose around your neck because you know we don't want you to get lost. Okay.
My question is always this, and I'm gonna put this out to you: if you have nothing to hide, why should you be worried about what people know? Privacy.
But the thing is that. The forces behind the so-called privacy movement, the intention behind that, those who are driving that, you have to ask what are their intentions?
What do they want to do?
What is the end game for them? Because many people have seen some movies like 1984 and things of that nature, and it's like, is that the end game for some of these? Is that where humanity is headed? You know, it's
the government and these organizations and the surveillance state, they will do what people, they are always more of people than they are of the government. They will do what you allow them to do. And the masses, there's always, there are strength in numbers.
Very true.
There are strength in numbers. And they will do to you what you will allow them to do.
Yeah.
Okay, now let's take this thing a little bit further. I talk about the privacy of sanctuary. What happens in your relationship? What happens inside of your house? Many times we choose to, like, you know what? Let me talk to my best boy about this. You know, I've got a problem with my girlfriend.
You're asking
my wife.
All the right questions to the wrong person.
Yeah. And now what we tend to do is we are asking or we are conversating with the wrong person about the right thing.
Yeah.
Instead of speaking to the person you're supposed to speak to, should you discuss the privacy of your innermost thoughts and relationships with someone, with your friend or with your family? What do you think? If you know you're going through a tough time, let's say for argument's sake, you're going through a divorce.
Sometimes you might step up to try and get some guidance. But I feel like if you're asking for advice. If you're only asking for advice, you should be very general as to what you share with people. I'm having this situation.
I have a friend.
I have a friend. Well, it doesn't necessarily have to be
you know
a friend.
How that pans out. I know for sure. You're talking about yourself. I ain't stuck on stupid. I know for sure. You talk about. So I got this friend, you know
he's about my height, my age.
He cheated on his girlfriend, you know, and he wants to know how is he going to get out of that situation tomorrow at 4 o'clock because he's got a date with his girlfriend and she is going to bring information that she knows. Oh, damn. What friend is this?
Exactly. No. Don't know. I don't know. So I feel like if you should be able to, first of all, I don't subscribe to not being able to speak to your significant other. Mm-hmm. You know, if you share, like I like to say, if you share a home, a roof, a bed, and everything in between, you should be able to communicate. You know, as difficult as it is, sometimes you have to rock the boat, whether you want to or not. That's just the reality of it. But, you know, it every situation is unique. And you also have to understand something that that we discussed before. I think it was in the communication nation. Mm-hmm. Most men cannot verbalize their feelings. That is a fact. So it's very difficult for a man to say exactly what he's thinking and feeling at that moment. So a lot of times it's you know, maybe he needs some guidance as to how to verbalize it or how to even start the conversation, you know. So that's a very interesting
because to discuss, you know, somebody always speak to the friend, you know, what should I do, what's the situation. My thing is there's an unwritten rule at times when you do not discuss certain things with other people.
Yeah.
My thing is, I've had situations when I ask this person, yo, man, who told you to talk to them about this dang thing?
They spill the beans.
I'm like, yo, who told you, man?
They spill the beans.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me not to talk. Yo, why?
Are
son,
you kidding me?
Son, yo, why do I have to tell you?
Are you that thick?
Don't discuss this with somebody else. The same as my mom, when she used to send me to the shop. She said, where's my change at? I'm like, mama, what do you mean?
I
said, boy, I send you to shop with 10 bucks. Where my change at? Well, mama, you didn't ask for it. Oh, he's smart like that.
Well,
you didn't ask for this.
But you gonna get it.
Get them switch. That's right.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. This is the Artaino with my boy.
There's the Love DJ
doing our do
on Buena Vista FM. That's right. You're listening to the Privacy Nation.
Privacy.
And please, people, email us for comments. You know, if you want to talk about something, you want to, you know, say a thing or two. Yeah. It's info@BuenaVistaFM.com.
And do please support.
Please support
goes
us.
A long way.
Good people out there.
Goes
so a long way. We talk about privacy. How important privacy is in our lives. Who should we talk to? Who should we not talk to? Because loose lips
sink ships. That they
now,
do.
The problem is this. Sometimes.
But what happens inside of a submarine? It's already sunken. So I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that's
my
a
thing
different
is,
parameter.
We all know somebody in the family or in our friends that's got a loose lip.
Yeah. I can't share nothing with you, man.
And they always.
How you mean?
They always inquisitive. Hey, so what's happening? With what?
With what you mean?
You know what's?
You haven't told me anything in a minute.
Yeah, what's, you know, in the street? You know, I need to know. I'm from the streets. I'm happy for your backside. I ain't telling you jack, okay? Because people
don't need to know.
People
that's
inquiring
why.
Because then you find people in associations, whether it be family, whether it be friends, whether it be associates, who now suddenly contact you after
co-workers. Oh my, yo! I had something like
of
that.
Space. And time.
I
the
had
privacy
some...
of space and time.
Listen
and association.
I had something like that at one job.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, you know, it was a job that I was doing. It was a temporary job.
Yeah.
And so not going to say exactly the name of the company or anything, so but I was, we were cleaning offices and things like that. And so I finished a little early.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I finished about 15 minutes. Let me just, you know, it was tough. Let me hang back and chillax.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm by the elevator. I'm almost ready to go.
Yeah.
And this person comes in. Hey, how are you? You finished already? Yeah, I'm done. It was a tough day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're about to go? Yeah, you know, a few minutes, but, you know, just waiting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just relaxing before I clock out.
Clock out.
Okay, okay. I'll see you in a minute. And she left. This person, she left. It was a girl. It was a woman.
Yeah.
She left not 10 minutes later. Not even 10 minutes. Not even 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
My supervisor comes in.
Say what?
Now, mind you.
Huh?
I'm working in one building. He came from another building that was a good 200-300 meters away.
Say what?
In less than 5 minutes.
The heck he's there for?
And I'm like, and he's
what's
like,
upside, yeah, man.
Hey, hey. So what happened? I heard you left. I'm like, no, I'm still here. Oh,
heard I left? Where you hear that from?
And from that moment on, I said, snitch number one. Every time I used to see this person, it's like something's about to happen. Please hold me back. Hold me back. I'm about to slap this person. I'm not a violent person. But seriously, you have individuals that are, it's like, they call it, in DR, they call it the el lleva y trae. These are the individuals that they when it comes to gossip, they're the ones who are taking and bringing. They're the middle person going in and getting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got this. Did you hear about this? Oh, no. Let me. El lleva y trae. He's the one that's going and coming and going. It's the person that has all the info coming and going. Snitch number one. Needless to say, I had a few choice words. not going to say it here. This
Kung Fu this hustle year,
you know. Let's just say the last time I clocked out, I did it with meaning.
I know, but
there was some meaning.
Because this is the thing. People in Buena Vista, Finland, when it comes to your life, sometimes you're not in touch with family, with friends and associates, okay? They're like, hey, I haven't heard from this person in a minute. It's been a while. But then you find those cats. Suddenly somebody contacts you out of the blue. Let me break you down for you, okay? It's been 10 years. It's been 8 years. It's been 9 years. And instead of saying, I was thinking about you, I'm really wondering, how are you? No, they're not asking that. It's just like, hey, so what's happening? The heck you mean, who's this? Yeah, my name's James. James who? Hey, James Earl.
What?
Yo, it's been a minute, man.
I thought you got locked up, man.
I thought you got locked up, son. He just sent a message like, hey, so what's
randomly
up? You can't just say, what's up, after 8 or 10 years after a long silence. You got to ease into that B. You know, like, yeah, so how's life? You know, but now my thing is this. Either people, what are their intentions? Do they want to know what's the 411?
Yeah.
Now, for people out there,
that's a New York lingo.
That's a New York
411
lingo.
411 was a phone number. You picked up.
Directory
you had,
service.
You had, you know how you have 911?
Yeah.
So 411 is just to get information.
It's
the info. They have 311 and 411.
Yeah, I want to get the 411. What's up in your life, man? In other words, now, this person, let's have an argument's sake, they're going to travel to that country and they know you live in that country. And suddenly, like, hey, man, how's happening? Like, it's been 5 years. You know, the person never stayed in contact with you at all. Your private life is now your own. Now, either
There's a need.
I did this to a boy one day. It's been 5 years. He's like, hey, so what's happening? What you want, man?
Let's cut to the chase.
Yo, how you mean you disrespect a man like this? Put me down like I'm a dog, B. Yo. Huh? I'm like, yeah, what you want, man? I don't care. Woof, woof. I don't care. I don't know that nonsense. What you want? What make you think I want something from you?
Yeah, I want something, but you know, you don't got to be this straight.
Yeah, you know, can you borrow me like, you know, 500? You know, I'm on tough times. So, you know, I'm like I said, there's always an angle. There's always an angle. You can hear, they say, you recognize a tree by its fruits.
Yeah.
In other words, by the way someone speaks, you know what their intentions are.
Very true.
You know, you have those long-last friends that want to touch base with you. Listen, oh my gosh, it's been a minute, and it's fantastic. But the moment the conversation continues, in the back of your mind, now remember, as human beings, we are inherently suspicious
of something, and we are doubtful if somebody suddenly contacts us after long
out of the blue.
They have never contacted you. They never wanted to know how things are with you. But on social media, you heard something happening, and now suddenly they contact. You were never important in their lives. Suddenly, after such a long time, they want to touch base. But then you find people who want to know where you are at and what are you currently
doing. You haven't checked in a hot minute.
Yeah, because that person used to have the 411 on your backside.
That's right.
I know where you at and what he did. Yeah, we tight. We tight like
Not
that.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. So where is he? Let me holler at him for a second. Let's see where he at and everything. Yeah. I don't do that. People ask
you, I heard you moved to the backside of the moon.
Yeah, I say, what? What you talking about all that kind of things? You know? So
who told you?
So this privacy issue, it's always when people have the civil liberties either taken away from them, they're being coerced to give up information. That's what I don't like. When people have a sinister intention or they've got an ulterior motive of why they want your information, why they are contacting you, and why do they want to know the things that they want to know. Because the conversation never goes well if you ask them, so what do you want? It's like what? Yeah, how can you like say something?
The problem is that they will become in that very instant naked. You're seeing right through them, and that's not something that people feel comfortable with.
If you don't subscribe or you don't give them what they want, they reveal their true colors. I have seen this time and time again.
Yeah, that happened to me once.
Yeah, somebody asked me, so you know how's your family? I'm like, why do you want to know? Why you got to ask me a question like that and blah, blah, blah. And this person got so verbally violent. They got verbal to a point where I said, you know what? I'm going to excuse myself from your association. In other words, when they couldn't get the information that they wanted to squeeze out of you. Oh, I don't like that answer that you gave me. Why are you so set on wanting to know what is happening in my life and my existence?
Ain't that about there was a very popular close to my house. There was a very popular fried chicken place.
Oh snap!
Like a fried chicken. Now mind you, this was on a Friday.
Ooh.
I had a very rough week
on a Friday.
Oh, I had a very rough week, mm-hmm. and I'm like, yo, man, it was the type of week. Where you're actually like, you know what? It's Friday. It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah,
you
gotta go.
At 4:01, I'm pressing the elevator.
I'm out.
So I did that. So I'm on the subway. I'm on the subway, and I'm like, yo, man, I want to eat this chicken like you would not believe, man. So I had my money. I walk in, got out of the train station, got inside of the
straight to the joint.
Got inside of the as I'm about to go in, there's a lady who was clearly under the influence of some
substances. And so forth.
She was really fighting it. And she said, hey, can you please help me? I really need some money. I said, and I'm like, do you need the money for food? Or
I can
buy you some food.
Yes.
No, it's just, you know, I already ate, but I really, can you please help me? Just give me a dollar.
I
just brushed it off and I went in. So I ordered my food, and I'm walking out. And again, she approaches me. Hey, do you have that dollar? Please give me that dollar.
But she was so
submissive.
Mm.
So
sincere.
So, oh my goodness, my heart is about to break kind of a thing. And I said,
tugging
and something told me, don't.
Tugging on those emotions.
I said, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. And it was like from day to night.
Quick like that.
This person, it was a three,
flip
it was a
switch.
180.
Bam! Flip that switch.
And she started cursing at me.
Oh, yeah, because she couldn't get what she wanted.
She called me the N-word.
Say what?
N-word. And
what?
And I literally had to calm myself. Like I said, I'm not a
she
violent
called
person.
Newman?
Yeah, that's right. She called me Ned. Anyway. And
Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Hey, what you want?
All right,
Simpson.
And I tell you, it took me a second.
Yeah,
and I said
to
myself, you know what? This is an individual who really needs help, and me giving her money is not going to help the situation. That's so right. I had to walk away. I had to be the bigger person, and I had to walk away. Mm-hmm. I tore that poor chicken, but listen, that experience.
We are not genetically, people in Buena Vista, man. let me just put it out there, okay? We are not genetically dispositioned to like chicken. Okay, that I can
like
walk into.
I said,
I can. You know what the funny people in Buena Vista, man.
You can smell it from 3 miles.
People in Buena Vista, man. Me and Diarta, you know, we eat healthy. You know, we eat.
We do 97% of the time.
We eat healthy.
But there's that 3% that.
Yeah. So we decided to walk.
That 3% smells like fried chicken. I tell you that much.
So we decided to go to KFC. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Now you see these two men walking in. You know, with all year round 10. When we walked in, all I heard was, mm-hmm. I'm like, what the heck is that even supposed to mean? Mm-hmm.
It's obvious.
Yeah. I could have bought a salad down the street and I could have gotten myself, you know.
I'm trying to help your enterprise.
Enterprise. I would walk in. It's like they immediately knew, I know for sure you're hung up on chicken. Because my thing is, if you look at the KFC menu, there are salads.
It's in
the back of the menu. But who are they to assume that I will buy chicken?
Exactly.
Yeah, I bought chicken. But
don't assume that I will.
Because my thing is, if I'm a regular and you see me there like clockwork every day, you can't say, my man, he love himself some chicken. But if you see me once in the blue moon, don't just assume. You can't just go on
very
assumption.
True. Do not assume.
Yes. My goodness, man.
Because you lose your privacy.
Say what?
Say what?
Say what?
Carry on.
Carry on, you chap.
I can't do a British accent. I'm sorry. I can do in Spanish. I can do a couple of accents, but
yeah,
the British one. I'm sorry.
All right, good people in Buena Vista FM land. It's time we wrap this deal up.
That's right. Any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? Yeah. For me, is people know what you tell them.
Mm.
People can speculate anything they want about you. They can assume things. They can throw things out there. But they would not know unless you tell them. People know about you what you reveal about yourself, whether it be on social media, whether it be in a conversation, whether it be in a chance encounter. People know about you what you tell them. Privacy is key in your existence. And when you know the nature of some people, that they will repeat certain things that you would say, don't trust them in that regard. Because if you reveal information to that person, the question is, what will they do with that information? The intentions behind it. Now, there's a lot of false flags and a lot of people who are pretentious, who purposefully give false information and who say things they're not supposed to say.
So they can run with it.
Okay, but for me, in my personal understanding, I believe the privacy is between you and people that you trust. And trust are built up over time. Now, whether the person don't want to give you their phone number, what you want to do with it, you know what's going to happen with it. In other words, everyone are being granted the civil liberty of free will and choice and what they choose to reveal to you. But people, if you put your stuff out there for the public to know, come on, man. What do you expect is going to happen? You know, I please respect my privacy. Or respect my privacy. What do you mean respect your privacy? You put all your business out on social media. Now all of a sudden you want to get a conscience attack. Come on, man.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Just me. What about you, Dalove?
For me, for me, it's leave something for the imagination. Because this is the reason why I'm saying this. You know, when you use the toilet, you don't do it on social media.
But everybody looks.
when you're gonna shower, you do it. You close the shower door.
That's right.
You know what I mean. Same thing when you make love to whomever it is that you're dating, or you're married to. Leave something for the imagination. Privacy is something very unique.
Sacred.
It should be. You should keep it deep within you.
When
you're putting stuff out there for the world to see, there's no way for you to take it back. It's already out there.
The genie's out of the bottle.
It's like when you pass gas. You can't just bring it back in.
I apologize as much as I burn matches
I'm so
and everything.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
It's out there.
I don't apologize because it's natural.
That's right. Yeah, but we're talking about a different issue here.
nasty.
But irrespective, you know, it's I had to, I shied away from it. This is me personally. Mm-hmm. I shied away from social media because I did not feel a need to keep social media any longer. I didn't
What's
feel a need.
What's happening in your social life?
Exactly. Mm. I did not feel a need to keep, to see the same stuff over and over again. People complaining about
validation.
The same thing.
People
and
validation.
Wanting, oh my goodness. And oh my, and then it just reached a point where it was just like, this is too much for me. Mm. I have too many things going on in my life, my personal life. I don't need to, I didn't even post stuff. I wasn't even posting.
Yeah.
So therefore, I kept it as a means to stay in touch with people. But if you, like you said before, most of the people that really matter to you, most of your most important circle are all on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, whoever wants to contact me, they have ways of doing so.
What's your intentions at the
What's
end
your
of the
intention?
Day?
Exactly.
Where is it all gonna go?
So with that being said,
good peoples,
thank you so very much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. That's right.
This was DR Taino with my co-host.
That's right, the love DJ.
Doing our do as always from Himase.
All the way. And remember, in love, light and life.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. Be good to each other and keep on smiling, okay? And just do your absolute best.
Do your
do what you can do until you know better. Do better.
That's right.
Peace.